Joe and Jimmy manning the program up until 9 o'clock. Omicron having an impact across so many workplaces. It's the same with public transport. Let's get an update from the Transport Management Centre. Jamie Wallace is on the line. Morning, Jamie. How are they running today, mate?
Yeah, good morning again, guys. Up at Carryong, we do have a diversion for Route 34 buses. It's due to a police operation on Langford Drive, 7 stops being missed up there. That's the only disruption at this stage. However, as you mentioned, most modes are still running to more of a weekend timetable, so less frequent services. There may also be increased cancellations, so just make sure you check your trip before you travel. And you can do that at transportnsw.info.
Thank you, Jamie. Do appreciate that. Yeah, stay safe, everyone. 1300 01 1170. That is the open line number. The text line 0457 736 736. people having their say. Jimmy, you didn't read the tea leaves on Novak. I don't know anyone that had empathy for Novak. The guy's a goose. Wouldn't tell anyone whether he was vaccinated or not, and galvanised with Australian Open, gallivanted with Australian Open tennis balls in Spain, and also shared COVID to the world. The lying on the form was the icing on the cake. That's from Rooster Man. Yeah, but apart from that, Rooster Man, what did he do? This is an interesting one from George. Hi, Jimmy and Joe. Novak is a narcissist. He won't walk away of his own volition. Everything revolves around him. He will play the Australian Open. Cheers, George. Well, George, not if the government says, hey, Novak, here are your two options.
Yeah, we're turfing you out for 3 years, by the way.
Yeah.
Or, as we said before, step aside and we'll just avoid this situation for another 12 months. You can come back next year.
Yeah, yeah.
We shall see. Paul and Huskisson, Google the term oxygen thief. Bernie Tomic pops up.
Oh, Ouch. Come on, Paul.
Well, speaking of wasted potential, though, a couple of nominations for John Daly. I think we've had three now, actually. Had a fair bit of success, though.
So won two major tournaments. Some of the circumstances around his victories are amazing. Like, I think he was sleeping in the car leading up to his US Open victory in 1990. Just so, because he couldn't pay for any accommodation, so he was sleeping in his car. I've told the story before. I'll tell it again, and I love telling it. And Tiger Woods is down practicing his pitching into the green, and on the 19th hole, there's John Daly sitting above it on a like some sort of veranda, looking over at the 19th, and you know, of course, he's having a beer. And he said, "Tiger, why don't you come up here and have a beer with us?" And Tiger said, "John, if I had your talent, I would." So that's not a bad way to look at it. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Some of the stories around John Daly and what his requirements were when he traveled to different countries for golf tournaments back in the day, when he was a draw card. There's no doubt about it. Grip it and rip it. It just quite amazing. And you just wonder, how are you still alive? There's the story about when he got in his car. And he just said, right, I'm not stopping at a red light. And he drove through 50 red lights one night. Now, clearly he was drunk. And that's the sort of mentality that he had at the time. So just incredible that he was able to win two majors.
Mm.
Whoever's been nominating John Daly, that's good nominations. Morning, Jimmy and Joe. I'm listening to you on the app from Ipswich. Ah, this is EJ. Good on you, EJ. As far as wasted talent, it's a bit hard to go past Todd Carney. That's a good nomination.
Yeah.
You know, he went away and had a year at Atherton, playing for the Atherton Roosters in far north Queensland. A big shout out to our listeners up there in Atherton. Then he came back the following year, took the Roosters to the grand final and won the Dally M.
Out of nowhere. That's pretty incredible too, isn't it? A couple of nominations for Todd Carney, which are interesting. Jimmy the Spin Doctor, try not to be so one One-eyed bias with your NRL commentary, you spin doctor. There are more teams than just the Sydney Roosters with brown paper bags under the table.
What? Who's that?
Who is that? Jimmy, well, who is that? No Hang name, maybe.
Here we go. Try doing your research on the NRL with an open mind, because as always, there will be teams coming back to the pack and some from the eight on the decline. What's the Mara Parramatta, Wabbit Stew, Newcastle? There are also teams, Jimmy, that have recruited really well to go with the experienced stars, some of the best juniors ever seen. So, Jimmy, while you're at it, clown, spin doctor, give yourself half a dozen cuts while you're at it. Okay. No.
No.
No name on that one, but I think the intent is clear.
Very.
I think the intent is very clear. My intent's clear too. Let's get out of here. Break and back with more.